One thing I like about open mics is the great variety we get. It's like a big smorgasbord. Sometimes we have spoken word along with the music, and we have all kinds of original material and covers. It's all a lot of fun. And our next performer's name is Dan Margarita, and I would say this, he's a very witty and clever songwriter with a comedic bent. And I'm not sure whether the song he's going to do will fit that description, but he's a very accomplished performer. Please welcome Dan Margarita.
Much. Hello. Good evening, Lexington. How are ya? Good. Good to be here in Lexington, birthplace of the American Revolution. And as we all know now that Paul Revere rode by here, ringing a bell, warning the British. Hey, British, you're not going to take away our guns and our freedom. Anyway, this is a very new song. I recently wrote after I lost a friend of mine not too long ago. He's not dead. He just unfriended me on Facebook. True story. This is a guy I've known for over 20 years. He's a conspiracy buff. And, you know, I kept challenging all his conspiracies. Not everything is a conspiracy. Just to give you an idea, he once told me that the moon was hollow. I'm not making that up. So I wrote this song, and I have a video out on YouTube for it now. It's called Who Killed Sonny Bono? Who killed Sonny Bono? Well, I know that it wasn't me. You're crazy if you think he died when he skied into a tree. And if you really believe that, then you're part of the conspiracy. Which means that you killed Sonny Bono, and yet you walk free. I heard he got a hold of some deep U.S. secrecy. And he was gonna blow the lid off a secret U.S. agency. And shake our whole foundation from sea to shining sea. But first it was more important for him to go ski. Who killed Liam Neeson's wife? Her name is escaping me. I saw her just the other day. They never would have got her with their fluoride in the water, which I know they use to control our minds. But they will never fool us with their commie plot to rule us. Me and my friends are always working overtime. The aliens might grab me if they wanna have a chat, but they'll never read my mind as long as I wear my aluminum foil hat.
Okay, one more hand, please, for Dan Margarita.